whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I'm going to start things out here tonight with a special guest. She has joined us before on the program, most recently from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in New Hampshire. She's not in New Hampshire at this time, but her name is Allison Gibbs, and she is the head, one of the people behind, I don't know if you're the head of the organization, but you are definitely involved in the brand new Ladies of Liberty Alliance. What's your role with the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, Allison?
I would be the executive director.
Okay, so that pretty much is sounds like the head of the organization.
Sounds like you're in charge.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk not just about the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, but about one of the things that you guys are really just blowing off the doors with to launch the organization, which is the first ever LOLA calendar. LOLA, of course, short for Ladies of Liberty Alliance, and your website, iamlola.org. Where should we start? Let's start by talking about why this has taken so long. I mean, how could the Liberty Movement have existed for so many decades, and just now a ladies' organization springs up? I mean, it's about time. So thank you for doing this, you and your cohorts there, Allison. But what was the inspiration? Why now?
We just felt that, I mean, for instance, the Liberty Movement itself has been growing and growing over the past 2 or 3 years, and I think it needed to find its own niche. Well, I mean, it's been there for longer than 3 years, but since the whole Ron Paul phenomena sprung up, it seems that it just needed to get its own foothold. And now that the movement spreads so much that there is a niche for women in the movement to be able to come together and start forming leadership positions and things like that and start getting their name out.
So what's the purpose of the Ladies of Liberty Alliance? What sets it apart besides being, first of all, is it women only?
No, we actually have a good deal of gentlemen that are actually helping us. I know Pete Ayer from Motorhome Diaries and Mike Gogolski are two of our two gentlemen that have helped us quite a bit with our organization, organizing it and getting the calendar ready, and as well as all the little things in the background for the organization to be built. But our mission is that we are coming together to provide the foundation necessary for an advancement of the philosophy of liberty in terms of educating women and others and being allowing them to be aware of their rights, even little things. We want to do training modules and conferences and things like that with be able to boost self-esteem and be able to allow leaders to come up. Because it seems like the movement itself is very focused on men for the most part. There's, you go to an event and there's 50 dudes and 2 chicks, and it would mm-hmm. be nice to be able to bring more women into that.
Absolutely.
It seems like it's getting better over time here. At least that's my experience.
Here in New Hampshire, we've noticed that. I don't know if that's true around the country.
Yeah, that much is true.
What has your observation been, Allison? Are more ladies getting involved all over the place in this movement?
Yeah, actually. Angela Keaton's another one of our pretty much the mother hen of our organization, and she's actually noticed a dramatic increase from the Ron Paul campaign. That's what she said before. But, I'm starting to see more. For instance, Porkfest, there were a lot more women than I was told that were previously there. And, they're attractive and intelligent, and they have, a voice now, and hopefully they can all join. Like, Joan Basek is amazing up in New Hampshire, and she actually is a member of LOLA, and I'm hoping that and Smag up there in Keene, New Hampshire, she's also one. So bring more women into the fold from up there as well.
Awesome. All right. IamLola.org is the website. People can go to this site. It's a blog site, as from what I can see right here. And the first thing you're going to see when you go there is that the Ladies of Liberty Alliance 2009 to 2010 calendar ladies are being featured right there on the front page of the website. So people can go to IamLola.org and get a taste of what the calendar is going to be like, and hopefully they'll like what they're seeing, and they'll go ahead and order one. That all can be taken care of right there at IamLola.org. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Allison, I know I'm supposed to be awed by these women's stand for liberty and their incredible intelligence. However, what I'm seeing here is a bunch of hot chicks. How much for this calendar?
The calendar is a $20 donation, and the proceeds go to actually helping us build the organization and be able to pay for the printing costs of the calendar itself.
It does cost quite a bit to print the calendar. So once you get the organization up and rolling, what are some of the longer-term plans?
We're going to hold a yearly LOLA conference in which we will actually be able to determine who our next set of LOLAs for the next calendar. We're actually already starting the 2011 calendar as soon as this one's done, with the help of Rita Quinn, who's absolutely amazing. And so from there, we actually want to do online tutorials. We'll have membership on our website. Our website will have a little bit more depth to it. You'll be able to blog on it, and not just the Ning site that we have that's attached to this where you can actually interact with the ladies, but we're actually going to have the political track and the activist route, or track rather, and have two different realms of tutorials, and whichever way that you feel most, that you fit in the most, you can go in and learn more about that.
Now, one of the bonuses to the calendar is not only is it a 2010 calendar, because it's kind of hard sometimes for people to think that far ahead, but it's got, September 1st, it's already, it has September, October, and November, and December of this year on it also, so there's four extra months.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask when you're planning on shipping the calendars out for those who have ordered them.
The Republic Magazine is actually printing our calendars for us, and so from there, they said that they should, it takes about 5 to 7 days, so they should be shipping it back to me, and I should receive them by September 15th. We're unveiling it September 17th at the Campaign for Liberty Pennsylvania Regional Conference.
Oh, the one in...
So if anybody pre-ordered, they can pick it up there.
The one in Valley Forge?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Cool. Anything else you want to add in here about the actual calendar? Because I actually have I don't know how much you want to talk about it. I guess we can generally describe what's going on here. I mean, you can see some of the pictures again of some of the ladies, I guess all of the ladies at IamLola.org. But there are each of the I haven't taken the time to look closely at it, but are each of the paragraphs on because basically the way the calendar is set up is there are some photos of the ladies for each month. And or a lady for each month, and then there's a description. Is that written by each one of the ladies?
Yeah, each one of the individuals wrote their own for whatever theme they chose, and they actually chose their own theme as well. So it comes straight from the heart. For instance, Tracy Harmon, who is actually a IVAW member, Iraq Vets Against the War, she was a conscientious objector. She is actually doing the anti-war one, and she explains, you know, her process through going into it, realizing it was incorrect, and getting out of it, and things like that.
You know, she's got a really great picture here. I'm looking at her right now, and what I love about it the most is that you know, she has the sort of etiquette, the firearms etiquette. She doesn't have her fingers on the trigger. Any other Hollywood type picture, they'd have their fingers right on the triggers of these guns, and she doesn't have it on there, and you can tell that she has a real respect for the weapons.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
The other thing that's cool about the calendar is it covers a lot of bases. I mean, I'm looking here throughout this. There's one page that's very obviously drug war related. There's a 10th Amendment page, homeschooling.
There's all in the Fed page with Megan Duffield.
All kinds of different themes here for each one of these ladies. And obviously, these are themes that are very important to them.
Exactly. And yeah, I think it's tastefully done, and a lot of scrutiny we've gotten before people have actually been able to see it is that we're objectifying women. And I think that if they actually saw, if like you guys can see it right now, it's very classy, it's very tasteful, but it also provides the message there. It has solid foundation for that.
You know, anytime you have people looking at pictures, you're going to have this objectifying thing going on. I mean, do men like to look at women? Yes, they do. Does that mean it's objectifying? I don't know. I think that it's a difficult conversation to have. I'm of the opinion that if you've got a trait that's of marketable value, you should use that trait that's of marketable value. And I think these women have the marketable trait of beauty. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that there's anything to be ashamed of in that.
Well, and I think the calendar shows that it's not just beauty. It's not just about beauty. It's about brains as well. These ladies are obviously very brilliant. That's why they're involved in this movie. Allison, do you have time to talk to us a little bit more?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to hang on to you here. We'll bring back Allison. If you've got a question about the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, Allison is with us. She is the executive director of the organization, Allison Gibbs, on the phones here tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles, laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're talking first thing out here at the gate tonight with Allison Gibbs. She's the executive director of the Ladies of Liberty Alliance. Their website is imlola.org. That's I-M-L-O-L-A, imlola.org. And it's a new organization, relatively new, within the last within this year. And they have put out a calendar, the very first ever Ladies of Liberty Alliance, 2009 to 2010 calendar. It's available for pre-order. And in fact, Allison, you guys are doing like a calendar bomb or something like that today. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, today is our calendar bomb. We're trying to sell at least 100 calendars today in order to kind of, what's the word? It's pretty much, we're very excited because we actually just finished putting all the calendar together, and so we're shipping it off to the shipper, to the shipper today. So it's kind of like we're finally like we're finally done with that thing because it was a monster to put together.
It's a lot of work.
And it's also trying to pump up some awards and get our message out there.
We want to get the buzz going. We want to get people excited about this. And they should be, because number one, when I was approached for this, I didn't know what it was going to be like. I mean, I think it was Amber that sent me an email. And she was asking, or I think she actually gave me a phone call and asking if Free Talk Live would get behind the calendar. And I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how tasteful / trashy it would end up being. And as you say, it ended up being very tasteful. But I decided, you know, this is a great idea just in general that, first of all, that there is a Ladies of Liberty Alliance, and there's now an organization for women to get involved in, and as you say, learn things about being good communicators and good leaders within this movement. And I just, you know, I saw the purpose, and of course, I met you guys over at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I thought, you know, this is a no-brainer. Free Talk Live has got to be involved in this, and so not only did I buy an ad for Free Talk Live, but I also went ahead and bought one for Free Keen, so you'll see our advertisement in there, which I'd like to say thanks for putting us on the December month of the calendar, because the Free Talk Live ad is featuring our Shrine of Female Listeners to kind of give the people that are looking at the calendar an extra place to go and take a look at other liberty-oriented ladies dozens of them, more than you could possibly fit on one calendar. So it's like a nice little continuation of the concept toward the very end. So I'd like to thank you for doing that, and thanks for approaching us and asking us to be involved, because I'm absolutely proud to help out with getting this organization off the ground.
Oh, that's great. I mean, whatever we can do to work with you guys more would be excellent. And, you know, we're on this together and we're in the same fight. So it's nice that we can all kind of congregate together and start utilizing that.
So one thing people can do to help the Ladies of Liberty Alliance right now is to go to IamLola.org and pre-order their copy of this calendar. And once you see the pictures of the ladies, I'm sure guys will be happily ordering these for friends and things like that. So head on over there, and you can do that. What are some other ways that people can get involved in the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, whether they are male or female?
Well, actually, for the good thing about Lola is that since the creation of Lola or the calendar, we've only used liberty-minded businesses and organizations to execute the calendar, as well as anything else we've needed, including our website building, like just even everything, our shirts, stickers, libertystickers.com. Everybody has been excellent. And so being able to help us work with other liberty-minded organizations or groups to continue the Lola, you know, Lola trend and keep it active and keep it, sane, rather. And also, if the women want to get involved with us and be able to start being part of the executive committee and be able to help, like, push it out and give us training tools and want to speak with us or want to speak for us at events nationwide, or want to help with the online tutorials, or, you know, we actually have a lot of homeschooling women in our group so far, and they actually want to start an actual, teaching children and doing a curriculum, a Lola curriculum for children. So we have a lot of avenues that people could actually get plugged in. So hopefully anybody that is interested can just contact me. It's Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at IamLola.org. And I would be happy to do whatever in my physical power to get them connected.
You know, as we've stated earlier, that women and the liberty movement haven't always gelled real well. But I can tell you that issues like homeschooling and home birth and women's rights in the area of children and pregnancy, those really get a lot of women excited. And I do think that that there's a natural coupling with the idea of women and homeschooling and the liberty movement.
Yeah, I think that's another thing with the calendar that I personally think is amazing is that there's a lot of things that connect women, and most people would automatically assume, education and homeschooling, all that kind of stuff. But which is actually, like you were saying, it is a natural affinity towards one another for those things. But there's a lot of women doing things that are totally irrelevant. For instance, Leah Patrick is talking about free markets, and someone else is speaking about freeing our food and ending the Fed, things that were primarily thought of as being male-dominated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of leading women coming out and saying, I'm in this area, like Second Amendment, things like that. So
certainly true. Certainly true. I'm just saying that I've noticed that a lot of women get very excited about the ideas of homeschooling and having control around birth rather than the hospitals establishment.
Those could be issues that could really bring people into the movement,
yeah.
And then they'll discover these other ones and maybe get excited.
Definitely.
About them.
Thank you for that, Ian. You pulled my fat out of the fire on that one. Thanks.
So actually, I'm looking here at IamLola.org and just kind of looking for other things people can get involved in. I see an updates option, email updates. It's right underneath the calendar bomb on the right-hand side. People presumably can sign up there and they'll be kept in the loop. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much our mailing list. So when our website, we're hoping that by the by September 15th, we'll be able to have a fully functioning website that'll have a lot of depth to it, and we'll have some content up and begin the tutorial process and begin the education and things like that. So we will update people regularly about the goings on of Lola, rather.
Great. I am running out of questions. Nick, got anything here for Allison while we've got her? Mark, anything else?
I think all the bases have been covered.
It looks like a great calendar, Allison, and I'm
looking forward to getting my copy.
Are we getting a copy?
Yes, we are getting comps. I mean, I ordered two advertisements, so I figure, we should get some comps, and that's indeed what's going to happen. So thank you
I'm
sending those our direction.
It looks like it looks great to me, and I recommend that the people who are getting it will not be disappointed.
Yeah, and of course, we'll talk about it again. You say they're shipping out midpoint in September, so people should definitely have them in their hands by the end of September. Is that right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, cool. So when we get our hands on the actual copy, we'll certainly talk about it, how it looks. We do have the advanced sneak peek here that we can take a look at, but it won't be the same as actually holding it in our hands. And I'm sure our listeners are pretty excited, especially our lady listeners, about this organization. At least I hope they are. And they should go over to IamLola.org and get involved. And there are a handful of other things that we didn't really talk too much about. You've got your own social network there. There's a link to that on the page. You can go and create your profile there and add friends and do all that social networking stuff. And Allison, always good having you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on tonight. I hope you can hit that 100 calendar mark. How many more do you have to go?
We only have about 40 more, so we're going to be into the night.
Okay, very good. Head over there right now. IamLola.org. More Free Talk Live is coming up, and we'll take your calls about anything.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the archive, so if you've missed a moment, you can just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire, teamed up with hundreds and soon to be thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people getting active and actually doing something about achieving liberty. So I think you're going to like it when you take a look into it. FreeStateProject.org is where you want to go for more information. That's FreeStateProject.org. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, we'll start out with Dave in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think it was last night or the Saturday night you guys were talking about welfare. And I was fortunate enough, I guess you could say, to have been on welfare last year while I was in California.
How did the mail get on welfare?
Well, I was laid off.
Okay.
It was really crappy timing, too. It was right after I got off my vacation from Christmas break, like January 3rd or something like that. And I come in and to work, and around lunch, they laid me off. So immediately signed up for unemployment. Now, I am married, and I have, at the time, I had three kids, but during that time, my wife was pregnant at the time that I got laid off.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty it's not good.
Crappy timing, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I even told them that. I'm like, wow, this is really crappy because my wife's pregnant, and they didn't really seem to care. So,
they didn't get paid to care.
Exactly. So I immediately, you know, I had been in L.A. at that time for 6 years, paying into the system, so I'm like, all right, I paid into it, now I'm going to take advantage of it. So, I went on unemployment, and I was able to collect the maximum amount of unemployment, and in California, it's actually pretty good. It's $450 a week. But on top of that, because I was married and have four kids, we got about $900 a month in food stamps, and then another $1,100 a month in cash aid.
So that's almost $4,000 a month.
Yeah, I was doing much better on that than working. And plus my wife, because she was pregnant, was on what they call Medi-Cal, which is the state health insurance, which, having been through that, if Obamacare is anything like that, then it'll be awful. So, you know, at that point, I'm like, we were like, wow, we have all this extra money and we're not doing anything for it. And it completely de-incentivized me to want to find anything other than what I actually do for a living. You know, I had to go in once to talk to somebody about, you know, they have their employment development department and help you find a job. And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, well, you know, you can go at groceries or work at McDonald's or this, that, or the other thing.
Right.
And I said, do you understand that I'm making more not doing anything and draining money from the government than, like, if I go take one of these schlub jobs?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, I have no reason to go find a job. I flat out told her, like, I'm not, like, I'm looking for a gig doing what I do, you know, sound for video games or television or films, but I'm not going to go take some $8, $9 an hour job just because you say so, because right. You have de-incentivized me to want to do that.
Right. Why in the world would you? And I'll bet you would be if you had just gotten laid off and all you had was unemployment. I bet you would be incentivized to go out and find a job rather quickly. But otherwise, you're getting more money by staying unemployed than you would by driving a cab or working at McDonald's.
Yeah, it was completely wacky, and there's tons of people on that system, and then not to mention the cost of. I have four sons, three of them. Most of the time when I was out there, I wasn't making a lot of dough. So my wife and kids were on Medi-Cal. Three of my four sons were born on Medi-Cal, all C-sections. So,
jeez.
You know, it's not like it was cheap. And we didn't, I didn't have to, besides the taxes that I paid, I mean, it's not like I had a copay or anything like that.
Well, now, just as an aside here, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. What you're saying is that you noticed, even though you noticed that you had lost your incentive to go out and find something to bring money in, because why bother? The checks are rolling in. And if there were something like unemployment in a free marketplace kind of world, then that would be a valuable concept that, you know, you pay this money into this system, and then for people that can't save, right? You pay money into this system, and then they pay you when you lose your job.
Sure, real unemployment insurance, actual unemployment insurance.
And that would give you the opportunity to have that kind of lengthy period of time that you would need to find something that's a little more appropriate for what you want to do. I don't see anything necessarily wrong with taking your time if you've got, you know, the money coming in to support yourself. And
sure. I mean, you want to look for it's easier to look for a job when you don't have a job. Some people, you know, disagree, and I understand. I think you should have a job, but if it makes it difficult for you to go in and do interviews and things like that, well, you know, I understand.
So I think that some of this can be duplicated in the marketplace as far as that, the buffer zone, if you will, of being able to just hunt around for something that is more appropriate to your talents. I think that would be certainly duplicatable in the marketplace. But a lot of the other stuff, how much oversight was there? I mean, as far as the food stamps or the other things that you were getting, how long could you have continued cashing in on those after the unemployment ran out?
As far as the cash aid and the food stamps, I could have been collecting on that until my youngest was 18.
Oh boy!
Oh my gosh!
He was born in June of last year. Yeah, California doesn't follow federal laws as far as the welfare goes. Federal law is 5 years maximum, and California is 18. But I think they're changing it because they're having such financial problems. But
I got to ask, why are you working?
Oh, well, California is a horrible place to live.
Why are you working?
He's in Nevada right now.
Oh, okay, so you've decided to leave. Got it.
Oh, yeah, I left. I mean, it was... It, it, I was actually trying to find a job doing what I do, and if I would have taken a job doing, you know, bagging groceries, flipping burgers, you know, by the time I get home from doing that and help my wife with the kids, I don't have time to go out to interviews, scour the internet for work, you know, a lot, you know, in the entertainment industry, it's a lot of about who you know and talking to the right people. And so you really got to spend, you know, I spend most of my days, like, on the computer, on the phone, talking to people, making connections. That's how I end up getting the gig where I'm at now. And, you know, if I were working, you know, crazy hours, I would never have time for that.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, and before, actually, before I came here, things, it was just the state was going down the tubes. And we ended up kind of working the system pretty good, and they caught on to it. And they were like, oh, we overpaid you by $900 this month, so you have to pay it back. And it was, it ended up being a clerical error on their part as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, you can go pound sand. That's your problem, not mine. And we ended up, we left the state. We went to Illinois, where I'm from, for a few months, and then came to Nevada. But, you know, it was just ridiculous how, you know, easy it was to get on it and then just stay on it. And I could totally see why people wouldn't want to get off of that program there.
It's, yeah.
You know, I'm not advocating
it. How hard will they fight if something like that is threatened, if a government welfare program is threatened?
And how much will they wail? It's like, oh, my God, we're going to die if we don't. We'll starve to death. Of course,
nonsense.
I mean, you know, you're not on it anymore. Are you starving?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I just thought I'd share that with you guys.
I'm glad you shared that story, and I appreciate it. It gives people kind of an inside look into what it's like, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can tell your welfare story if you've been on it, and what it did to your incentives. Luckily, he still had it together enough to, you know, get out before it became a welfare queen. And it didn't sound like he was really threatened to become one of those. More on the way.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage. And don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free WaterWatch alarm. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian with you, and I shouldn't have done that because Nick hasn't gotten back yet. But, yeah, Mark and Nick are here, too, and we'll talk to you about anything. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. We'll go right back into your phone calls here in mere moments.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't put in audiblepodcast.com/FTL, you won't get the free audiobook. And they have all the, you know, pretty much most, I should say most of the bestsellers that are out there today. I know Terry Goodkind's book's up there and just a bevy of others. Just go check them out and you will be awed by the quantity of books that you could get for free at audiblepodcast.com. I guess I should say variety because you will only get one. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls here about anything and go to Kurt in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Kurt, what's on your mind?
Well, just want to let everybody out there who's listening know that the AMP program does work. As a guy who has increased his AMP, you know, over the years that I've been listening, I feel that I've gotten exponential return for my money.
How is that? What kind of return are you getting, Kurt?
I'm getting the ability to call up a national radio show and tell the main host that I think he's wrong.
Oh, excellent. Which one?
That would be Ian.
Well, that's easy. Go ahead.
Well, normally it'd be you, Mark, but this one I'm going to get done with dump on Ian.
All right, go ahead.
You can call back and tell me how important voting is later. Or not voting is later.
Please reiterate to me and the audience why you think that rights don't exist.
Well, I mean, as far as them being any sort of provable concept in reality, they're not. There's no tangible, concrete thing called a right. Obviously, it's just a concept. It's just an idea. So, I mean, I guess it exists in that it's an idea, and it exists as much as any other idea exists that can't possibly ever manifest. So, I guess that's what I mean. I mean.
With that criteria, a partial list of other things that don't exist. Numbers, math, language, words, architecture, science, taxes, wealth, and property. These are
I don't know about all that, Kurt. Well, slow down there. I think that numbers and a lot of those things do exist.
I'll take six numbers, number fives, please. I can't touch them. I can't feel them. That's what tangible is.
Yeah, you could. Oh, sorry about that, Nick. Nick's back with us.
I mean, numbers are an abstract concept, just like rights. So I think fundamentally, it's the right argument to make is many of the things that we use in day to day life are abstractions. They're not tangible physical objects.
They affect our lives in a profound way. I mean, there's there's no doubt that architecture has affected our lives in a profound way.
Kurt's right. He's right on this one because language, for instance, which I think is probably the most tenuous of all the examples that you used there, Kurt. But language is an agreement. If I don't agree on a language with you, Ian, that we can converse in, we're not communicating. So that's what rights are. Rights are an agreement, and you have rights until somebody says you don't. And so if you're dealing with a lion or a tiger, you don't have rights because the tiger doesn't respect them. However, if you're dealing with people on a day-to-day basis, the rights are an agreement, and people generally agree that humans have rights. And I don't want to deal with people that don't. Now, I understand where you're coming from, that they're only an idea, they're an abstraction, da-da-da. So are many things, and Kurt made a really motivating point on that. So are rights real? Not in the sense that you can touch them, but are they real in the arena of the mind? Sure they are.
And not only that, but the profound effect they have on your life.
Yes.
I mean, the actual tangible effect they have on your life. I mean, you actually can create something that doesn't exist, which is wealth, through rights. That also kind of doesn't exist. But it does affect you in, like I said, and I hate to use the term again, a profound way.
Okay. Very persuasive, Kurt.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, I'll take 3 pounds of freedom and 2 yards of liberty, please.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
That just doesn't happen often enough.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. I think I always said that they were just agreements between people, and I guess it's true then that those other things, you know, numbers and that sort of thing don't exist beyond that they're agreements. I guess more people agree on numbers than they do on rights. I think you could probably make that statement. I mean, most people agree that 2 plus 2 equals 4, but most people, I don't think, agree on what all rights everyone has.
Right. I mean, there is the issue that some people will say you have a right to health care or a right to housing,
sure,
or something like that,
sure,
which directly contradicts the idea that you have a right to your own life, liberty, and property. So, I mean, just because someone's thinking about, you know, what they interpret as rights doesn't mean they're on the same page as you. I don't think it means, however, that those, you know, the idea that you have a right to your life and a right to your liberty, I don't think that means that they're any less tangible than numbers, for instance. I mean, I could try to do math with a base 2 system instead of a base 10 mathematical system. No one else could probably read it, but that doesn't mean that the base 10 system isn't still valid.
There's always hexadecimal, my friend.
Right, and I think that when it comes to people and their agreements, I think that one of the other issues with rights is that not only do you have the issue of the positive versus negative rights, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the positive rights are the ones that are things like you have a right to health care, and negative rights are things like you have the right to
not be killed, the right,
privacy.
Essentially, that's where, well, when you say you have a negative liberty, is really the right to the freedom from intervention. So I have a right not to be killed. I have a right not to have my liberty taken from me. That's why it's referred to as a negative right, whereas a positive liberty is something that's guaranteed to you. I'm guaranteed a house. I'm guaranteed health care.
Maybe a better way for me to say that I don't believe that rights exist would be to say that I don't believe there's any real agreement on what rights are. There's no real cohesive agreement between people on what rights really are. I mean, we may be able to come to an agreement within this room, within the liberty movement, we may be able to come to a general agreement about what rights exist or should exist and people should agree on. But once you start talking to, you know, the average person, they don't really have a real good concept of what rights are in the first place. And when you, you know, ask them questions, they will respond with things like, well, I think there is a right to health care, or, well, no, you don't have the right to free speech, or, no, you don't have the right to, you know, the money that you earn and the freedom to spend it in the way that you think is best. I mean, you don't have the right to those things.
Most people will actually say that you have the right to keep the money that you earn until
you bring up taxes.
Until you start pushing them on the issue. Because it sounds good and it sounds right. Oh, sure, you should be able to keep the money that you earn until they
Except
start realizing.
Except for the 40% the government wants to take from you.
Until they start realizing, oh, well, all these programs that they want, that they feel that people have a right to, are funded, in fact, by money that they intend to take from people. So
would it be more accurate, then, for me to say that there is no common agreement on what rights are?
Sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, I would, and I would agree with you on that, that different people have different ideas about what your rights are, and especially as, you know, society has just generally adopted a more status philosophy, there are a lot of people out there who will say, well, you have a right to health care or some other positive liberty, and it's just not the case, at least from my perspective. So it's not like there's one objective set of rights that the universe says is correct. I mean, I don't believe that. But the ideas are there, and I think the ideas are every bit as important as, say, numbers or language. I mean, language is just an abstraction, too.
So the ideas are there, and they are valid, and they deserve to be discussed, and they deserve to be agreed upon. I think that it would be great if we could bring more people onto a similar platform of what rights are and what they should be and where they agree and have them agree in a similar area. I think that would be nice if we could move toward something like that. But in the meantime, I think it's still fairly accurate to say that, you know, if you say you have rights, that's great. But the next guy next to you may not think that you have rights. And if he doesn't think you have rights and he's willing to, you know, point a gun at you to get you to behave in the way that you want, that he wants you to, do you really have rights? So whether or not they exist, I guess, isn't the question. Do you have them is another question. And as it kind of goes back to what you were saying, Mark, about you don't have them unless you intend to have them, unless you choose to have them. People in this country have chosen to allow themselves to be walked all over. If they'd stood up for their rights and refused to obey these bureaucrats trying to control them, then they might have more rights now.
Well, rights are really, if you look at the etymology of the word, and if you just think about it a little bit, it's more a code of ethics than anything. It's saying, what do I have the right to do? Where am I in the right?
Where am I in the right? Yeah.
Right. And I think they're every bit as valid as any other code of ethics. I mean, they're just as real.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Chime in on this conversation or bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.